The Holy Gospel this day, a reading from the book of St. John in the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus continues in these words, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because a servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. This is the continuation of last week. This is part two, because it's all in one flow in the Gospel of John. And it came to me, and now this example is getting on. This example's 10 years old. And I know at least one person this morning here may have heard it. However, be that as it may, it bears repeating. Granddaughter was visiting her grandparents. Neighbor asked, "Would you go over and get that gift that they've got for us?" Because they just recently moved in, not more than 2 or 3 weeks. So she went over. She comes back with a pie. "Oh, that's great. That's just super." So she wants Grandma and Grandpa to sit down. They cut into the pie. Piece on each plate, and they bite into it. And automatically their granddaughter can tell, "Oh, this isn't good. This really isn't good." And so they try a second bite and then a third, and at that point, Grandpa goes, "That's it," drops the fork. Now, Grandma's got a problem. What's she going to tell the neighbors? They have sent this pie over in good faith, and it's got two problems right away. The berries are far too old to be used in a pie. And secondly, it's slightly overcooked so that the bottom of the crust is black. This is not going well. What's she going to say to the neighbors? And so, knowing that her granddaughter is staring at her intently to see what Grandma's going to say, Grandma says, "I think I'll write a note." And on that note, this is what Grandma writes. "I want to thank you very much for the pie. It's very special. And you know that because it was very special to us, it didn't last long in her household. And they immediately, of course, had binned it. But you're not going to put that in the note, are you?" So in loving care, she sent this note with her granddaughter. And her granddaughter says, "It's great. They're going to send another one next week." Love and care. Grandma's trying to be loving and caring. She's trying to be gentle with these people. I'm not sure if they're getting the message or not. But Jesus is leaning into who the disciples are in two entire directions at the same time. The first is this. I'm reminding you that we're all connected. You're connected in me. And I am the true vine, and you are the branches. From last week, we are together on this, and God has called us together. And what he's doing is he's pushing them towards Deuteronomy, especially Deuteronomy 16, where everybody is included. And by everybody is when you look at that text, it literally is everybody, and they live in cities and towns because of their geography that are far more cosmopolitan than a lot of our communities. They're more international, they have more languages, and they certainly have more ethnicities kicking around. Number two, he's leaning into the promise. He's leaning into the promise of the kingdom that is to come. And that promise also is to love everybody there. And he's leaning into Ezekiel 47. And where he's leaning in there, he says, guess what? God says when the kingdom comes in, everybody around here is getting a piece of land. You're getting to a place to live. You're getting to be part of the whole crew. I've been reflecting on that this past week, especially in conjunction with occupations and continued conflicts going on, especially in the Middle East, especially in a number of nations where people do not have land to belong to, do not have a place to be, do not have acceptance. Because what Jesus is driving at is this. I don't care. I don't care if you're tall or short, if you're wide or thin. I don't care if you're male or female, black or white or purple or green or yellow or blue. I don't care what you are. I don't care. You all belong to me as I belong to you. We're all together in this. And all together, God will take us down the road. I want you to remember that last line of mine when we come to the announcements this morning. All together, God takes us down the road. Part of going down the road is out in the parking lot right now. But I'll come back to that at the announcements too. What God says to us is, I want you to be a loving presence to everybody you meet, no matter what they look like. Keep that in mind for this week as we work for the kingdom. Amen.